Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 1 Podcast.
Well, that wasn't a long wait. The NCAA basketball tournament begins in a couple of hours, and we'll talk about it in a few minutes. Thanks for being a part of the program on this mid-March afternoon. Good afternoon. Let's get right to it. Some headlines, your phone calls, a couple of guests. And Nate Oates, Alabama got a pretty tough draw. Nate has had a tough time with public relations lately. That might be his most outrageous statement yet. Alabama, everyone believes, probably has, and deservedly so, the easiest route. These are some numbers that do not exactly back that out. Alabama, a prohibitive favorite, and the BPI average says it all. Kelvin Sampson is not happy. When is he ever happy? He's the Houston coach. He believes that Auburn in Birmingham is completely ridiculous. He said maybe we should have been a nine, meaning they're playing the 8-9 game. There's still a lot of controversy about how Auburn got, as an 8 seed, such an easy draw. Mississippi State starts tonight. Yep, playing Pittsburgh. That's a tough game. A lot of people are picking Pittsburgh in that first four. We'll talk a little bit more about that later on as well. College football has a unique opportunity to right itself. Okay, that's coming from the former president at Penn State. He'll join us later on. Kirby is talking about culture. Culture, there's no problem here. Kirby met the media earlier this afternoon.
No, absolutely. We've got complete control of our program and our kids in our program. Do kids make mistakes? Yes, young student athletes make mistakes. They do. It happens all across the country. It happens here. There's no lack of control for our program. I think our kids across the board will tell you that we have an incredible culture here. We have a connective tissue that brings our team together. Our guys do make mistakes. That's historically probably going to happen when you're 18 to 22 year old. Our job as coaches is to prevent that from happening, and that starts with me, and you do it by how you educate your players and how you discipline your players, and we'll continue to do that at a high standard.
We get it, Kirby. We all make mistakes. Auburn Hugh Freeze chiming in on the proposed clock rule change. Got some suggestions about how to go to breaks. Thank you, Coach.
You know, I've always been the one that says, you know, the people that we should, in my opinion, that we should be truly trying to protect in the length of games is the people that are in Jordan-Hare Stadium. I mean, the people sitting on their couches and that choose to do that, great, I'm glad they're tuning in. We need that. But the ones that – but they can get up and go get a beverage and another piece of sausage and cheese plate in their kitchen and come back during the commercial. And, you know, we're all sitting in there waiting for the – so I've never understood why we just don't try to, on the front end, maybe adopt what every other sport is doing now, and that's pitcher in pitcher, and let's just keep playing. And, you know, I don't know, the NFL model is – I think two of the timeouts in a quarter are pitcher in pitcher, and they keep playing. Then one is a true, like we experience. But so I really don't. I don't have an opinion yet. I will after the season, I'm sure.
Okay, whatever that means. In The Athletic, Brody Miller writing about LSU opening up spring practice. So much expectations for the Tigers, and that's where we begin our Tuesday program. Brody, thanks so much. Always good to hear from you. So give us the lay of the land down on the bayou as the Tigers get ready to go to the field. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul, thanks for having me as always. Yeah, this spring feels very different from the one a year ago or even the one the last few years under Ed Orgeron. It feels like a spring much more about, you know, taking the next step. Last year was so much about learning how to do things under Brian Kelly. I mean, literally, he kept saying learning how to practice the little things. He stopped one practice short last spring because, you know, they weren't doing things he liked. And I think, you know, he's talked about, other people have talked about, this spring just feels much more like working on the little things to try to kind of take that step from being a good team last year to a team that actually has hopes of, you know, like you're saying, competing for an SEC title or a playoff spot. And yeah, there's a vibe of experience, but, you know, experience, and that offense brings so many guys back that they're able to, you know, rest some guys, you know, have a lot of knee injuries, little things like that get cleaned up because they have the experience. But there's still a ton of new, you know, their entire cornerback room for the second straight year is entirely built on transfers. You know, you have Omar Spates, the all-bet Pac-12 linebacker from Oregon State. He's now supposed to be the center of that defense, you know. So there still is a lot of new going on, but so much of it really is the experience and continuity of that offense.
Brady, the quarterback question should be simple based on what we saw from Jaden Daniels, but is it really that simple, or is there a lot of competition?
Yeah, it's such a fascinating thing because the answer is obviously Jaden Daniels is QB1, and I don't think that's going to change. But at the same time, the rise of Aaron Nussmeier can't quite be ignored, and I think it would be naive to think that's not a thing at all. I mean, Brian Kelly, even in his post-Citrus Bowl comments, was, I believe his line was, you know, Jaden Daniels is our quarterback, but, you know, when you have two great ones, you need to be open-minded, and I think that's where they're at. You know, the way Nussmeier ended the SEC championship and then rotating in the Citrus Bowl, I mean, he is a special talent, and I don't think he's going to just flat-out unseat Jaden Daniels unless Daniels genuinely struggles this season early in the year, which I don't exactly foresee. But I do wonder, you know, is he good enough that he makes you wonder if you want to rotate? You know, Kelly's come out saying he doesn't want that. He wants just one. But I just wonder how, like, you know, you read between the tea leaves, right? Walker Howard, the five-star freshman last year, transferred out. You know, why would he transfer out unless he's seeing the writing on the wall that Nussmeier is kind of next up, all that stuff? So I still do believe Jaden Daniels is QB1, but to your question, I think there's a little more nuance than just black and white. You know, he's one, he's two.
Braden, we've always seen great skill position player at LSU, including last year, although it was spotty at times. What is Daniels and Nussmeier going to have around them this year?
Yeah, so Malik Nabers has a chance to kind of, you know, break out to be, I think, the next big, you know, I think some PFF might have him as the top returning receiver in the SEC. And he was, I mean, as much as Kayshon Booty was the big name last year, Malik Nabers was clearly the top receiver at LSU last year. And then the way he ended that SEC title game and the way he went off for, I believe, 200 yards and just dominated that Citrus Bowl. I mean, he has a chance to be a really special first-round talent kind of receiver. He's clearly the main guy. I think Brian Thomas, you know, 6'4", 200-pound kind of big target is another guy to watch. But then the big addition, of course, is Alabama transfer Aaron Anderson, who unfortunately, you know, has a bit of a knee thing, so he is going to miss most of spring, so you won't get to see him, but he's a real playmaking threat. He's going to be the return man, all those kind of things. So I think those are the main weapons. And then you also can't leave out Mason Taylor, who was the guy who caught that two-point conversion against Alabama. And his, you know, son of Jason Taylor, and a really explosive young player with a year of experience. So they got a pretty good group of skilled players, but there's still some unknown because there is a transfer and a lot of guys who might not have the most playing time.
Brady, on the other side, the defense, how improved is it going to be, and what is the overall expectations there?
Yeah, it's almost the opposite of the offense, right? The offense is continuity, experience, all this stuff. Defense is, there's two or three players who might be some of, you know, the best players in the entire country. Mason Smith, we were all hyping all year. Last year was going to be maybe the best D lineman in the country. Then he goes out with a torn ACL week one. But he's, of course, back for his junior year. Harold Perkins, by the end of last season, pretty much was one of the two or three best players, defensive players in the country. He's year two. Maybe he gets, you know, puts more responsibilities on his lap with the year of growth. You know, those guys, it's like LSU has stars on this defense, like in Spates, the transfer you mentioned, but there's also so much newness. You know, you have, like we said, four transfers are basically going to be competing for the main cornerback spots. And the really talented transfers, right? Denver Harris from Texas A&M, Deuce Chestnut from Syracuse, J. J.K. Johnson from Ohio State. They're big names, but it's, okay, you know, one, transfers always just come with risk, but two, you know, Denver Harris had his discipline problems at A&M. J.K. Johnson, his tape was hit or miss at Ohio State. So it's like, you love the talent, but you don't know how all these pieces are going to work on defense. So it's like the defense is the opposite of the offense, or the inverse, where it's so much upside but also so much unknown. So Matt House, defensive coordinator, will have some challenges in front of him, but he also has some just super fun pieces to play with Perkins, Spates, all these guys you can move around and float. So a lot of opportunity.
We always ask you about the predictions, and last year you were spot on in terms of the upside. We all know the Florida State game begins the season at Mississippi State, at Ole Miss and Missouri, a peculiar first half of the season, and then Auburn at Alabama, Florida at home, and then A&M at home. What do you think?
It's tough because so much depends on that question of, is Jaden Daniels is he what he is? Or is he a guy who now he's in his second offseason and has more time with the offense, time with the receivers, if he takes a leap? You know, if he takes a leap, yeah, this team really is good enough to go, I don't know, 11-1, win the West. You know, like, if he takes that leap in a vacuum, you assume they're probably better than Bama on paper. And, you know, there's a lot of chance, but we're also 4 years into Jaden Daniels, and it's not that crazy to think, hey, he might just be what he is, which is a nice, you know, high floor, low ceiling quarterback who can get the job done. And if that's the case, maybe it is a little bit like last year. Maybe it is another year where you're 9-3, but you finish, you know, 10th in the country. And that's not a bad year, but it's not what they hope. So 10-2 is probably where I settle. You know, I don't think this is some elite special team, but they are probably in the driver's seat in the West, you know, in terms of what we know about them.
High side or low side? I mean, last year you went a little bit high in your range. How high? You said 11, but I'm not trying to pin you on that. I mean, realistically, yeah. is there a number that fans should look at?
I think 10 is probably the baseline goal, right? 10 is okay. 10 win regular season. You are a New Year's Six team. You are, you know, you've hit your goals. 11 is probably going to get you in the playoff, and they're good enough to get there. But I think 10 is kind of my prediction, at least.
And obviously the Alabama game is critical. Other than Alabama, there are a couple of weird games there. And I look at Mississippi State and at Ole Miss and at Missouri. What do you think if you had to – I mean, obviously Florida State, that could be the toughest toughest non-Alabama game of the year. Are those the two you think are the critical ones in terms of win loss? Obviously the SEC games matter a lot too.
Yeah, I think Florida State has to be number one, you know, for multiple reasons, right? One, Florida State's probably another preseason top 10 team and maybe the second best team they play, to your point. But on top of that, it's like, you know, season openers just carry they dictate how you feel about the next 2 months, really. Yeah, and I think, you know, if you start 0-1 after this big year, even though people know it'll be a top 10 matchup and it won't really hurt that bad, it will change the outlook of everything after it. So I do think that one's the biggest, because if you win, dude, if you win that game, all of a sudden LSU's number two or three in the country, and you have all this hype. And so I think that's it. The other one, though, yeah, I think you're right. You know, you have your – Arkansas is tricky, but I don't think their defense is going to get that much better. You know, I don't know what Auburn's going to be with Hugh Freeze yet. So I think Ole Miss might be kind of the other really tricky game, you know, on the road and whatnot.
Great stuff from Brody Miller, always one of our favorite guests, covers the Tigers, and we are off and running here on a Tuesday. Don't forget, late in the show, final hour, we will have live coverage from Oxford of the introduction of the new basketball coach. A lot to talk about in that regard as well. We'll take a short break.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch.
Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Busy program. We mentioned the former president of Penn State will join us. Jeff Goodman on the NCAA tournament. And a little bit under 3 hours from now, we will head to Oxford, Mississippi, where the school is about to introduce Chris Beard as the new head coach. Remember the coach at Texas? They were number one in the country when he was suspended and ultimately let go. A lot of eyes will be on Oxford tonight to see what he has to say, as well as what the administration has to say about hiring him a short period of time following his unceremonious firing at Texas. Let's get to the calls, and Logan starts it off in North Carolina. Hello, Logan.
Hey, Paul. Good afternoon. How's it going?
Hey there.
Hey, I had to ask you, have you finalized the Feinbaum bracket yet?
Yes, we have. We are currently dusting it off. I'm looking at an unofficial copy right now, and we will have the reveal at some point today.
Oh, great. That's great. I was trying to get into that playoff game. I know I've been slacking, but
let's be honest. I mean, you've always been one of my favorite callers, but until yesterday, when was the last time you called?
I know, Paul. I know. I am guilty as charged. I'm sorry. I have nothing but apologies for you and all those viewers that love me out there. I'm sorry, guys. But
you've always been one of my favorite. Let me look at the bracket and see if there's somebody we could kick out to make room for you.
That's great, Paul. Well, man, I just wanted to call you. I didn't think I had a lower opinion of Jim until yesterday's call, when he compared Brandon Miller to Donald Trump. I mean, what is this guy talking about?
Well, he was comparing the coverage of Brandon Miller, I thought it was in the pantheon of Jim calls. It was clearly in the running for the bottom five.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I know God told him not to talk sports on a sports show. So maybe we can, maybe I can pray to God and see if we can.
Yeah, I don't know. I know that Jim has aged a little bit, and his fastball is a little bit off, and his calls aren't what they used to be because of that conversation that you just referred to. But he seemed pretty fired up yesterday.
Yeah, he's a big Trumper, so yeah. Well, I just think I was looking up Wikipedia, and I was trying to figure out. I know he's the best baseball player of all time. And I was trying to figure out where he fit in, and I always heard that Willie Mays' dad was a better baseball player than Willie. And I figured now Jim must be Willie Mays' dad. That must be what he is.
In fact, you know what? You're right. Willie Mays' dad, I remember talking to a group of old baseball players. I asked them once, it was a group of guys that played with Willie's dad and Willie out in the Bessemer Industrial League. And they said Willie Mays' dad was better than Willie.
I know. Well, now we know who it is. Jim Mays from Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Amazing. He's still alive, man. I can't believe it. But anyway, Paul, I'm looking forward to your show today. I cannot wait to vote in that bracket. And how can we vote? Do we know how we can vote this year?
I think it's mainly going to be social media.
Okay. That'll work. I'm guilty. I can do that. Have you got a round to filling out your bracket yet? That's what I wanted to ask you.
I have not filled out anything yet, no. And by the way, I just remember Willie Mays' dad, his nickname was Cat Mays, I think.
All right, Cat Mays. That's good to know. Yeah, I wish I could have seen him play, man. If he's better than Willie, I mean, there's some...
I was there with these two. I mean, by the way, these were two pretty famous players in that era. And I knew the answer was Willie Mays, so I asked these two guys, once they were both like in their 80s, who's the best ball player you've ever seen? So, Cat Mays. And I'm like going, Cat Mays? You played with Willie Mays when he was a teenager, didn't you? He said, yeah, but Cat Mays was better.
Oh, man, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah, well, I appreciate those old-timers that call into your show. I always treasure that. The lady that called yesterday, that was really fascinating to hear her story. And, I always love to hear all these old-timers, and they tell the tales. And, you know, somebody like me, I'm not young, I'm not old, but I appreciate what you're doing there, Paul. So,
hey, great to hear from you, Logan. Thank you so very, very much. John is in Louisville. Hey, John.
Yeah, Logan earned a spot on the bracket today, don't you think?
I feel like if you take a shot at Jim, that puts you, I mean, that's almost like a first-round bye.
Speaking of Jim, welcome back from hell, Paul. How'd you get out so early?
I had a couple of free passes.
Yeah. Hey, if I can bring up a Christian theme before I get to my CFP question, do you mind?
Not at all.
You had the patience of Job. Yesterday you had that call from Ohio. What do you call him, busybody or is it busy bully? I forgot.
Jeff, yeah,
but,
he was.
But as Yogi Bear used to say, it's deja vu all over again with him. It's always the same rant about his envy of the SEC, his hatred of ESPN for exposing all the scandals at Ohio State. And then, of course, his jealousy of Augie because Augie has 7 more years of college education. But when he brought up all the SEC scandals, I thought it was really Christian of you not to bring up the big sexual abuse scandal that rocked Ohio State with the $41 million settlement. Remember Dr. Strauss?
I do, and not only that. I mean, you go over to, what was it, Michigan State with Nasser?
Oh, that was uglier, yeah.
I mean, I would say the two worst college sports scandals of all time would be Nasser and Sandusky at Penn State, and he's criticizing our coverage. And by the way, John, when I say the Big Ten Network never covered the Sandusky case, I'm not making that up. That's an absolute fact. And the reason I bring that up is that was the impetus by some of the powers that be for this program you're currently tuned into to be on the SEC Network, for the SEC to show, hey, listen, we embrace the 14 schools, but we also feel like there is room to have healthy conversations about what we do here every day.
Right. It seems like yesterday we were talking about Urban Meyer's enabling and covering up and lying about his own coach's domestic abuse pattern.
Sure, absolutely.
So his house is fully glassed in. You shouldn't be calling about that. Hey, before I get to this Fox Top 25, I would just say about Kirby Smart, who I respect a lot, I don't think he has total control of the program when a staffer can go out, get stone cold drunk, and drive crazy. I think that'll come out in the large multimillion-dollar civil settlement that comes out.
Yeah, I thought Kirby today came off very defensive in that one clip that we saw. Quit using the word kids, okay, Kirby? Quit trying to marginalize their mistakes. So we're talking about something more than tomfoolery.
We're talking about 25.
Exactly.
We're talking 25-year-old staffers who have university cars. So it'll all come out. But anyways, Fox put out its top 25, and it's the usual suspects, albeit they had LSU at 18, Texas at 24, what have you. But when you think about the CFP with a 12-team playoff, you all but can't think that there'll be at least 3 to 4 teams from both the SEC and Big Ten.
You would think so.
Probably 2 from the ACC, such as Florida State and Clemson. So there you've got 10.
Well,
yeah,
hold on a second.
Left,
don't be so sure about that. Remember, John, the first 6 in the playoff are the highest-ranked conference champions, so it's not as easy as you think.
Right, but when you look at the top 10 coming out, and then you still have to take a group of five, right?
There's no way you can have that many non-qualifiers. So it's not a perfect system, but it's better than the system that we currently have. Hey, we're up against a break. More to come. Don't forget the Beard press conference in 3.5 hours, and we are coming right back.
With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results. Fast. Constant Contact makes it easy to promote your business with powerful tools like email and SMS marketing, social media posting, and even events management. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. Don't know much about marketing? No sweat. Constant Contact's writing assistance tools and automation features help you say the right thing at the right time, every time. Plus, you can send with confidence, knowing your emails are actually reaching your customers thanks to Constant Contact's best-in-class 97% deliverability rate. Tackle any challenge with Constant Contact's expert live customer support. Plus, everything's backed by their 30-day money-back guarantee. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And welcome back. And this just in, some breaking news from the newsroom. The 2023 caller bracket is complete. And we will. Logan made a late push. The problem was we had already mimeographed an 80s phrase there to get the brackets up. And for those of you who aren't watching and listening at the moment, the Black Hat region, we start on the left side. First round match between Legend and Chris from Gulf Shores, who doesn't call often, but when he does, he makes it worthwhile. John just called in. He'll take on Mitch in the first round. Jeff from Columbus, that one called yesterday, as bad as it was, snuck him into the region. He'll take on Susie. JK playing Kathy. That is on one side of the bracket. And you can start voting now at Feinbaum. The Ted Williams bracket. On the other side, even though he claimed he didn't want to be in the tournament, we don't really care what he claimed. Jim is the number one seed on that side, and he'll take on the 8th seed, Matt, from San Antonio. Cat Daddy and Chaplain Mac, Andre from the ATL, and Charlie. Jerome doesn't call often, but still one of our favorites. Take on Miss Pat. I-Man. Oh, hold on a second. I'm getting ahead of myself. The Bud region, I'm sorry, I was looking ahead. Should never do that. Looks like I've been having too many buds. The Bud region, of course, you know who the number one seed there is. Larry, take on Todd. Both from Shelby, Alabama. DJ K-Dub, takes on Trey. Augie, the paralegal, versus the veteran, Hugh from Deep Gap. Squirrel, the bottom of that bracket. Against Melissa, he made a Final Four run. So there's only one bracket remaining, and you got it. Woodstock, half a million strong. So who's in the playing game? Oh, AJ versus Dustin. So that will be handled tonight. And then the winner gets I-Man, Elliot and Cheerleader. William from Maryville versus John in Florida. And Handsome Joe taking on the Reverend Booker in New Jersey. So back to the phones, and Final Four participant from last year joins us first up here for this segment. Squirrel is up next.
Well, you know, just because I made the Final Four, there's no guarantee I'll make the Final Four this year. You know, If I make Sweet 16, I'll be happy. But who am I going up against first round?
Squirrel, you are facing Melissa.
I don't even know her.
From Indianapolis. By the way, Melissa was, isn't that a, is that an Allman Brothers song?
Yeah, it sure is. No, yeah, it is, Sweet Melissa.
Yeah.
You answered one of my questions. I wondered if Jeff made the bracket. I heard his call.
He did, yesterday. Yeah. Jeff snuck in a low seed, but he made it.
Well, then here's my second question. Who did he eliminate?
Swami.
Swami.
Poor Swami. Swami was the last man out. And let me assure you, that was my decision, nobody else's.
Well, I talked to Jim about 30 minutes ago.
And, how exciting.
He's not happy with you, as you know. But he's not been happy with you in the past. You and him somehow found a way to kiss and make up, and I think he will this time too. But he did ask me to deliver a few messages to you and a couple of callers, if that's okay.
Please, go right ahead.
And keep in mind, don't shoot the messenger.
No,
if you don't like the
message. I understand when people have to hide behind mommy's dress. So whatever happens, happens.
He told me to say that Logan is a nobody punk weasel. John from Louisville is a sycophant suck up.
Okay.
And he told me to tell Feinbaum he's got sources that say his ass is going to be off the air before long. So I don't know what his sources are. I think you've got a contract.
I don't want to act like his sources aren't correct. But I do remember Squirrel. Those sources told him 4 years ago and 8 years ago the same thing.
Exactly. So again, I don't know where he's hearing these messages, but he just asked me to deliver them.
Well, by the way, one of these days he will be correct.
Well, a broke clock's right twice a day, they say. So maybe he will be right.
Well, I will say that. Well, Squirrel, say this back to him.
Yes. He's listening, by the way.
The message that you delivered from him was as pathetic as his live phone call yesterday.
He said his curveball, when you said he lost his curveball, he said his curveball would kill you if it hit you. That's how powerful it is.
Well, I've never been a pitcher, so I guess it probably would.
Well, again, I'm just delivering a message, but thanks for taking my call, and good luck to everybody.
By the way, if Jim would like to meet me sometime for a live demonstration of who has the best curveball, I'd be happy to participate. Matt from San Antonio.
I'm going to skip football today, Paul. No A&M football. This is what me and Jim. It's on like Donkey Kong. Look, Jim, I'm going to say this straight. You are a loser. You're pathetic. You ain't mad enough to get in the ring with me, Jim, because I will beat you like a Cherokee drum like Legend did. Look, Jim, go work for Fox News because you're pathetic. All you know is politics. Nobody wants to hear about Donald Trump because I don't like the man, and I'm not going to my reasons why I don't like him. But shut up. Go work for Fox News, the political side, Jim. Because you're a loser and you're pathetic and you're a liar, Jim. You never played sports. So shut up. If you want to take me on a phone feud, you know where to find me. I will beat you so bad like a turkey drum. Your nurse has to change your diaper at least 3 different times, Jim. Because you're pathetic and you're old and you're a loser and you're an decrepit old man. You're a fossil, Jim. So shut up and don't call no more.
Thank you, Matt. I would say one thing. Right now, that was what we call a beatdown. Jim was left on the side of the road, battered and bloodied. Wow. I didn't know if Matt had that in him, but he does. We'll take a short break. More of your phone calls right after this.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Trey is up next in Tuscaloosa.
Hey, Paul. You know, we sat around for 2 or 3 weeks, and we prayed for Jim because he wasn't feeling well, and we was hoping he got back to normal. Well, Paul, I believe our prayers were answered because he was back to normal yesterday, was he not?
Yeah, he was back to being his old crotchety, despicable self.
But I do have a question for you. Not counting Alabama, what the other team from the SEC do you see making it out of the first weekend? Because I think a few of them have some injury problems, and I also look at matchup problems. And I think one of the biggest matchup problems might be Penn State and Texas A&M. I think that's going to be a really tough game for Texas A&M. So thank you for taking my call, and I hang up and listen. Thank you.
Yeah, I think that's fair, but I also think A&M is playing better than anyone else other than Alabama. You know, I'm tempted to go with Kentucky, but I'll have to give some more thought to that. Thank you very much. I-Man is up next.
Live from the Woodstock Division. Talking about some creativity, that's pretty badass there, Paul Feinbaum. You and that staff, y'all thinking outside the box.
Yes, sir.
And you know, one of the lost hidden gems in Woodstock, totally overlooked, was the presentation and just coming out to the world, a blistering set by Johnny Winter. You ever heard him do Mean Town Blues at Woodstock? Google it.
I missed it.
Google it, because you'll love it. I mean, yeah. That was his coming out party. I mean, that's really what set him off nationwide. And can't
I'm,
you
I'm still hung up on Grace Slick. I'm sorry.
Well, can't you imagine this? Being out there in that night air and Sly and the Family Stone blistering off in our
world.
Yeah,
that would have been cool.
You know, I actually got to see Sly and the Family Stone in Montgomery.
It's a family
affair. Nightclub and, it was, got to shake his hand. I mean, they were blistering bad. You know, Paul, I appreciate y'all involving me in the creativity y'all have with this bracket. It's all about good fun. But, you know, you said Jim was mean and crotchety. You know, we all have to have some description. Can't you imagine at the Woodstock Festival, cheerleader walking up saying, "I'm in. Don't eat the brown acid. See, this is what they look like." And her talking to me is going to make me take them from her and take them. War damn Eagle, Paul Feinbaum, you have a great day.
Yeah. He's in the right bracket, that's for sure. Oh, man. Okay, so we'll, by the way, the bracket is up on Twitter right now in case you want to grab it. We'll show it here a few more times. What's that? Jim is next.
You old, pathetic, bald-headed, lying weasel. You call me? You really are. You really are. You really. I heard your skinny bone, your skinny arms are not as big as Miss Pat from Georgia. Nobody's going to mess with you, Feinbaum. A girl could whip you. A 92-pound girl could whip you. But you are a pathetic liar.
But Jim, you know the difference, Joe. You know, difference between the two of us is I will actually show up in public, and you won't.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something. Anybody can hide behind lies talking on a talk show like you and your
Jim,
sycophant.
Jim, I'll be
legion.
There. You tell me where,
and
I will be there,
I don't
okay?
Really, I told you before, I wouldn't insult myself to
no,
be around
because,
you.
No, because you're a weasel, Jim. You're afraid to
you
show yourself.
Jim,
I've been to Tuscaloosa 5,000
no,
times since we started
you
talking, and not one time have you ever shown up.
You are the devil incarnate. you stinking rotten liar. That's what you are. And there's no sin for a Christian to tell the truth about a pup, weasel liar like you. You are the devil incarnate.
You say incarnate?
Whatever that means. Yeah, you are a devil from hell. That's what you are. You lie and you con your way on this show telling people you love them. You know, you only love your lying self, fine, Bob. And we know that. Anybody with a brain knows that. You're not using the con man, just like your sycophant liar legion, the con man prisoner. That's all you are. You really are. I've known that from day one. Shane and I used to talk about that all the time. He said, I'm not going to bash him because he liked the show because it helped him. I don't need your stinking show. I don't need nothing about you. I'm established in my own self years ago and still am, everybody that knows me.
So Jim, are you not going to show up in Tuscaloosa and meet me?
I'm not going to be around a punk like you. I don't want to be around. I prove it. I never have and never will need you. I don't need you for nothing. Nothing, baby. You're just a rotten human being. You really are.
I'm the devil incarnate, huh?
Whatever. Yeah, all those things are exactly the truth, Brian. But I mean, most people know it. They ain't got guts enough to tell you because they don't want to get bashed on the show. I couldn't get bashed. You know, you bashing me is a compliment because you're a damn idiot. You really are. You really are.
Jim, the most important question I have for you, are you feeling better?
I ain't answering none of your questions.
We all prayed for you. You sound like you're doing better.
Your prayers don't get through the ceiling. You're delusional. You're totally delusional. You really are. And you are on your way out. I found that out. People tell me the show is not long lasting. It's doomed for the sidecar, baby. You're gone and not too long from there. The show is going to go off the air. People are sick of it.
We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.